The military is also trying to make big changes in what fuel it uses. The Air Force and Navy have been testing their aircraft, everything from fighters to unmanned spy planes, on fuel made from vegetable oil or even animal fat. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren took a ride in the cockpit of an Air Force jet flying on biofuel.
Major Josh Fry has been piloting C-130s for a dozen years over Iraq and Afghanistan. On all his missions, the fuel came from one source, petroleum. But on this flight, half of the fuel comes from the seed of a plant called camelina. Fry relays data about how his engines are performing to Master Sergeant Jason Hale.
All right, you ready, Sergeant Hale?
Yes, sir.
Number one, 4260.
Hale's on board to verify that the biofuel works.
Got it, sir.
Good to go?
As we fly over West Texas, Fry takes a few minutes to talk.
I never would have known a difference, to be honest. It flies exactly the same. I never would have known a difference.
That's how all the Air Force test flights of biojet fuel have gone. Jeffrey Braun heads up the Air Force Alternative Fuels Program.
We wanted it to be boring, and it was boring.
So far, the Air Force has approved F-15 and F-16 fighters and C-17 transport planes to use 50% biofuel. The Navy plans to approve all its planes and surface ships to run on green energy by the end of the fall. Braun says when President Bush called on the country to kick its addiction to oil several years ago, the military first focused on turning coal into liquid fuel.
When we first started, nobody had any clue that the biofuels were so close behind. We thought it was going to be another 10 years before we start looking at biofuels, but it turned out it was about 2 years.
High-tech chemical processing makes the biojet fuel nearly indistinguishable from petroleum jet fuel. It doesn't matter whether refiners start with beef fat, leftover cooking oil, or a plant like camelina. Camelina is promising because it can be grown on fallow wheat fields and doesn't displace food crops. Braun says there are lots of reasons going to biofuel makes sense for the Pentagon.
Economically, it could be a real cost saver. Strategically, it would guarantee supplies for our aircraft. And then environmentally, I mean, that just goes without saying.
Studies show fuel made from camelina can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by more than 80%. The Air Force hopes to get half the fuel it uses for domestic flights from alternative sources by 2016. But the small batches of biofuel made so far cost about 10 times more than traditional fuel. Braun says that's a hurdle for Pentagon officials.
They're committed as long as they can get these fuels at cost-competitive pricing. So that means that industry is going to have to step up their production and start creating much larger quantities of fuel.
Well, that's a classic chicken and the egg problem.
Tom Todaro is the CEO of Alt Air, one of the companies that's turning camelina into jet fuel.
To build a refinery at scale is hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. If you don't have known customers, you will not ever build that facility.
Todaro says larger plants will produce cheaper fuel.
We've demonstrated this works. We're going to demonstrate very, very quickly that it's surprisingly affordable.
The military isn't the only potential big customer. Airlines want biofuel, too. But Sharon Pinkerton from the Air Transport Association says the airlines aren't in financial shape to back a new industry.
We can't get there by ourselves.
The federal government is stepping in. It's giving incentives to farmers to start growing camelina. And the departments of Navy, Energy, and Agriculture are planning to invest $500 million in biofuel refineries.
To flip the line from Field of Dreams, if the Navy comes, they will build it.
Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says he's often asked why he's such a big fan of biofuels.
The answer is pretty straightforward. We buy too much fossil fuels from potentially or actually volatile places on Earth.
Mabus says this leaves the U.S. military vulnerable. That's why he's committed to getting half of the Navy's fuel from renewable sources by 2020. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.